code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 17th of September 2009. Newcomers should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website and you'll find there's hundreds and hundreds of talks I've given. You can pick at your leisure to listen to for the audio content and it's all free. And when you're at it too, you'll see all the other sites I have up there for emergency use, because once in a while the big servers just cut me off for no apparent reason. It's always I never get a real answer for it. They don't know themselves what happens. It's a big mystery. But I get cut off sometimes for a week or two at a time. So if you bookmark the following sites, you'll see on that front page at cuttingthroughmatrix.com, you can always download the latest shows, hopefully from the other sites. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com, cuttingthroughthematrix.net, .us.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and there's Alan Watt Sentinel.eu, which is the European site, which also has transcripts of some of the talks for downloads and prints up, and they're written in the various languages of Europe and the world. And anyone else, remember, who's out there who fancies their hand at translating, should get in touch with me. And we'll give it a shot, see how you do. And you'll find the first one you do generally takes quite a few hours, in fact, until you're happy with it. And then as you go along, it gets faster and faster. And don't bite people's heads off, because I understand the problems in trying to transfer complete meanings from one language to another, because it's vastly different the way things are really worded in other languages. As long as the content gets across, I'm quite happy. And remember, you are the listeners. You bring me to you. I don't get backed by any foundation. This is not a big enterprise. It's not a business enterprise. I'm doing this because it must be done, because we're going through incredible changes and literally going into a system which is the worst totalitarian system the world has ever seen. I'm sure every tyrant down through history would salivate at the kind of power that the big boys today, their descendants, you might say, who are still in charge, are wielding over the entire planet. It's never, ever happened before. And that's why I'm on the air. So it's up to you to support me. You can do it by looking into my websites. You'll find out how to support me through PayPal and different means and method. In the US and Canada, personal checks are good. And PayPal, as I say, Western Union outside of the Americas, there's MoneyGram as well, and some people just send cash. That can buy the books and so on I have for sale on the website or for donations. You can also buy the books through the PayPal as well if you email me separately. And remember, those who get the disc burned and passed along to them, they don't have computers. They get the disc burned and passed along from people who do and who attend meetings and rallies and stuff. You can get in touch with me at Alan Watt, site 41. Box 4, Estaire, Ontario, Canada. Estaire is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. P as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E, 4, N, 1. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, who really would have thought we'd be coming down to this totalitarian world state? If you look at 100 years ago, all the big willing fools, the lesser beings who worked for the big, big movements, thinking they're working for some beautiful social order that everyone would be equal and so on. These were all the fools that were used then to help the big boys get in the most tyrannical power structure ever devised, envisaged by the tyrants. Back with more after this break.
Uh-huh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Back in the 1700s and into the 1800s, there were different economists working for the British government. And really, the British government is just a corporation. All governments are corporations. They're listed as corporations. And it's all based on economics. So they had economists, and John Stuart Mill and then his son of the same name were high advisors on economics and so on, along with Malthus and different people like that. And they ran a world empire at that time, again, based on economics and trade. As they call it, trade's a very, very big thing for them. They used different people for slaves in different times in history, although technically we're all still slaves yet. If you don't own anything, you have the right to own anything, and if anything can be taken off you by a stroke of the pen, by government or whoever, then you're still a slave. And everyone's been used down through the ages, but it's interesting that John Stuart Mill drew up a list of peoples that he thought wouldn't make it through as society and economics evolved down through time. And it's tied perfectly in with Darwin in the 1800s when he said that the progressive societies, the advanced societies, would eventually eliminate the lesser societies, those who were static. They call them arrested civilizations, those who cannot come into an economic system and work from whatever the hours happen to be and just accept a brand new system. They would decline, they would fall away, they would become self-destructive and so on. And this was applied in the 1700s, they knew this, and that this was drawn up. They applied this to different people. including the American Indians. They already knew by that time they couldn't bring them in to this strange society where we worked like robots for something called money, to get the things we have to buy to survive and live with, whereas Indians, you see, had been self-sufficient. They didn't know what money was, didn't need it, and they didn't see why they should give up everything and go and work for money. And they had it all taxed back from them and so on. Therefore, they were all put in reservations. Now, this ties in, because this is an ongoing plan. You see, first you get the American Indians into reservations, and once the settlers have done their job, cleared the land, created an economy, gone through an industrial age, made the wealthy people incredibly more wealthy, the big bankers, etc., then they would develop world government and then eliminate all those working classes that they don't need anymore. That's on the cards. They've talked about it at the top, like the Optimum Population Trust, backed by Prince Charles and the British Parliament and other governments as well. So, they use the Darwinian theory. As I say, before the tree grows, they actually give you descriptions of all the amoebas, types of microbes and so on. They get into the soil first to get the soil prepared, and different plants and shrubs come, and they grow and die and leave other minerals in the soil, and then the tree is ready for getting planted. Well, they use societies and peoples the same way, so that this elite must go through time and evolve higher and leave us all behind. We are staging rockets for them. Literally, that's the Darwinian theory. And when your purpose is over, you must simply die off. It's akin, actually, to Hinduism. It's so close to Hinduism, it's just not funny. So the American Indians were first to get put in reserves. Now Agenda 21 is here for the United Nations, and we're all getting put in reserves. They call them corridors for human habitat areas. They've been at this for 30 years, and people don't even know it. Then there's corridors for animals, etc., to live in, and humans can't go on. Then there's UN biospheres in between them, and the UN can then say which international corporations have the rights to go in there, the sole rights to go in and mine for minerals and different things that they want. Human habitat areas, Agenda 21. But remember, they started first with the American Indians. And they put them on the worst lands in the U.S. and in Canada, the worst lands where they didn't have all of the game, terrible climates in certain parts too. And their culture was being destroyed. Many of them were forced into schooling. In fact, many of them were taken away from their parents and forced into schooling. I've talked about that before. There's a guy out west put a video, an excellent video, about that and what happened, his struggle against trying to unmask the all the hidden deaths of American Indians at the hands of even the United Church, Episcopal Church. And that's still ongoing. But anyway, they're still treated the same way yet. I've talked to people in federal government who worked with the Indians and part of Indian Affairs, and they can't understand the Indians either, because they still expect the Indians to just adopt white man's way of life. How silly it is, adopting a way of life where most of the white men are going to get wiped out too, because they don't need them anymore either. Only the intelligentsia, the scientific elite, can go on into the future to serve their masters, the ones who own all the rights to everything. And he even believed the things that they still do to the Indians today. This is from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. That's the government's version of the BBC. They call it the CBC. And it's commonly called here the Communist Broadcasting Corporation, because it's full. It's always been full of communists, international socialists and communists. But this is what they put out. Ottawa sends body bags to Manitoba reserves. Wednesday, September 16th. Aboriginal leaders in Manitoba are horrified that some of the reserves hardest hit by swine flu in the spring have received dozens of body bags from Health Canada. The body bags, which were sent to the remote northern reserves of Wasagamak and God's River First Nation, came in a shipment of hand sanitizers and face masks. So the Grand Chief, David Harper, no relation to the Prime Minister, I hope. He says, don't send us body bags, help us organize and send us medicine. So David Harper, Chief David Harper, who represents the Northern First Nation, says, body bags send the wrong message. No kidding. I wonder, really, you know, I've said before, that people, if only they would just learn. When at first you think you're right, stick to it. Stick to it. So, the body bags send the wrong message, and no one can understand why Ottawa would do such a thing. See, you had the idea a long time ago that you were right, and you should have stuck to that. He says, it really makes me wonder if health officials know something we don't, he said. I have a right to speak for my people. I make a plea to the people of Canada to work with us to ensure the lowest fatalities from this monster virus. They're really getting massive propaganda there too. Don't send us body bags. Help us organize and send us medicine. He says it's like sending body bags to soldiers in Afghanistan. Chief Jerry Knotts of Wasagamak First Nation said his community's nursing station received about 30 body bags. This disturbed our community members and continues to be a major concern. We had asked for funding so we can get organized and to ensure medicines, hand sanitizers, and other preventative kits were in place, but instead were shocked to receive the body bags, he said. To me, this is unacceptable, and I'm demanding an answer. As the body bags a statement from Canada that we as First Nations are on our own? Lino Aglugak, Aglukak, I guess, Federal Minister of Health, said Wednesday she's ordered her deputy minister to do a thorough and immediate inquiry into the body bag report. That'll take me a couple of months at the bureaucratic level. So that's one thing that happened there. And it didn't stop there, because a lot more has been happening too. This one here is, this article here is from Smart Shift, I think, or it's CBC News, actually, cbcnews.ca. Alcohol-based sanitizers for flu-hit First Nations delayed over substance abuse fears. Health Canada delayed the delivery of alcohol-based sanitizers to some First Nations communities affected by swine flu because of concerns that the alcohol content might be abused. The senior public health advisor to the Assembly of First Nations told the Senate Committee Tuesday. Dr. Kim Barker said the incident was only one example of the way that the measures used so far to contain the swine flu pandemic have been ill-suited to the social realities of some Aboriginal communities that lack running water for hand washing. This is the 21st century. And yet here's the military, the Canadian military going over there, apart from to, you know, guard the poppy fields in Afghanistan, that's really what it's about, and to get rid of all the competing tribes over there for power, and to be the dominant minority there, the new minority. So we can guard the poppy fields. Remember Bush, once he took Afghanistan, he allowed them to start growing the poppy again. It had been banned by the people who lived there for quite a few years, but he allowed it to flourish once more. And then they go around the world drilling wells for people and putting up buildings for them, but they can't do it in Canada. Why is that, eh? Why is that? Well, the stuff they're doing in the Middle East, you see, is for future development, for economic reasons. Everything runs on economic concerns. And you see, the Indians are non-producers as far as the government is concerned. That's your real worth in life. But what do you produce? Remember, the UN definition of a good citizen is a producer and consumer. That's why they don't have any running water out there. It says here, chiefs were involved from the beginning in discussions on pandemic planning and measures such as the use of alcohol-based sanitizer, said Anne-Marie Robinson, Assistant Deputy Minister of Health, Canada's First Nations and Inuit Health Branch. We had some rare experiences in our communities where we've had theft of hand sanitizers, Robinson said. We do have communities where we have large proportions of people who suffer from addiction. They think they're going to grab these sanitizers and suck them for the alcohol in them. Chief David Harper from the Garden First Hill First Nation, 500 kilometers northeast of Winnipeg, said the concern was legitimate because the community is a dry reserve, meaning they don't allow alcohol there. But the peak is only to say what they think we're going to do, just suck these things. 21st Century Canada. Back with more after this break.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at republicmagazine.com.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts and we're cutting through the matrix, just showing you what it's like if you're in a true reserve. Remember, Agenda 21 is just reservations for all the rest of us. That's what it is worldwide. Reservations, and you won't be allowed off them down the road. In the new beautiful world order, where there's supposed to be the free flow of capital and goods and labor, remember it's chosen labor, the ones who the corporations need and authorize, we'll all be stuck where we are. That's what Agenda 21 from the United Nations is all about. And they tried all this stuff out in the Soviet regions, remember, where if you're born in a certain area, you needed passes to go somewhere else, even for a visit. What do you think all this anti-terrorism rubbish is all about? It's nothing to do with what they tell you. Why are you all suffering out there because of supposedly a caveman hiding in a cave in Afghanistan? It's got nothing to do with reality whatsoever. It's an agenda. This link I'll put up with the other links too of tonight's talks on my website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And on the right-hand side of this page, it's the very one on the alcohol swipes, the hand swipes. You'll see another CBC archive link for the swine flu fiasco, not the last fiasco they had with the swine flu. And have a look at that and see what you think, because it truly was a fiasco then as now. Ordinary flu is going around. And there's more people coming down with imaginary things too at the time when everyone has got allergies. Never mind the spraying from the skies, it goes on every darn day. and everything's getting reported as swine flu with no swabs taken or anything else. Because they must hype up this imaginary swine flu to give themselves the right to vaccinate us all. It's the start of training us to get annual vaccinations for all kinds of things. That's what they said at the World Health Organization 2006 World Meeting. Start the ball rolling and train the public to go for booster shots and different shots every year of their lives. Well, I ain't going to get trained like some animal Pavlovian style, no matter much rubbish and nonsense they throw my way. And a good lesson to learn from the Indians, you never allow yourself to give up your personal rights to take care of yourself. Interdependence, this New World Order term that Marx started, Karl Marx, means you'll have no rights over anything which you need personally to survive. It'll all be dished out to you by those who control it on behalf of the people, mind you, and seem to consume most of it at the same time, like the elite of Russia, the Soviet Union did. But you at the bottom, under the guise of, well, we're all equal at the bottom, well, you're lucky to see anything left at the end where it trickles down to you. Don't give up your rights for individual survival. And because once you do, you're dependent, and that's really the lesson to be learned from the American Indians. They're dependent for everything they need now. They're surrounded with so many laws, they can't survive the way they'd like to. And that's how it's been done with all of us. Oh, you can't grow a garden, my goodness. Oh, you can't cut those trees down. Oh, no. You cannot grow livestock. Oh, no, no. They have E. coli in their feces. Never mind the fact that the moose and the bear and everything else that flies has put them all over the place. It's not supposed to make sense. It's supposed to encourage you to give up all your rights to sustain yourself. Can't have independence in this New World Order. It's taboo. It's verboten. There's so many topics, you know, so many topics, because this is a multi-pronged approach for the final takeover. It's all been implemented as we live. We're living through it. And getting back to what I said earlier, don't ever forget Darwin's theory. There was no theory whatsoever. It was their plan. They had studied, those who were elite had studied all down through the ages, civilizations rising and falling. Who prospered and who didn't. The slaves never did, of course. So this was not some sort of new discovery generation by generation to see how things worked from the top looking down. They knew this. There must always be masters and slaves. Charles Galton Darwin said it himself. He said in his book, The Next Million Years, slavery has always existed in one form or another. He was speaking on behalf of the elite. They know this. Even when you think you're free or you think you're democratic, you're still a slave working for a system. And your labor is taxed back from you. You give away your labor free, it's taken from you. See, forced labor is called slavery. But if they call it taxes, so that's X amount, 60%, 40%, whatever, is taken back from you and call it taxes, you don't think it's slavery, it still is. Then when the government can issue any decree and abscond with everything that you own, you don't own anything. You're a slave. You have no right to seize a slave. And this whole New World Order has been implemented through treaties by every government on the planet, except the ones that are getting bombed out of existence in the Middle East right now. Every one of these governments have signed on to the same mandate. Very old plan. Methodically worked through, all by deception. I've read statements by people who planned the economic union and the parliament as they lied their teeth off for 30-odd years to the public in Europe, saying, oh no, it's just an economic agreement. I was telling people in the 70s, we're getting a parliament for the whole of Europe, and it's not democratic, it's totalitarian. This is for the rest of the world too, for the Americas next. It's happening now. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix. I let that little riff there wail once in a while, that guitar wail, because that's how we sometimes feel, like wailing, you see. And that's what I'm doing right here, right now, is wailing to those who might have ears to hear and eyes to see. Now, I mentioned a few days ago of the Toronto Truth Seekers, formerly Toronto 9/11 Truth Movement, and how they're having meetups throughout Toronto for information handouts on vaccines and so on to give people more informed choices in what they want to do when all this medical voodoo stuff, you know, the potion they mix together by from the big laboratories, the same ones, by the way, they were all part of IG Farben in World War II, want to plant into your bodies. And they have a lot of good data there. So I'll put this link up again tonight. And another one from Black Krishna. He's one of the organizers down in Toronto. I said, well, he goes by his Black Krishna. I've been on his show when he was in the university there, too. Because people should really know the pros and cons about this, not just the propaganda, which is pure propaganda coming from mainstream. That's all you're going to get from the mainstream is propaganda. That's their job. And this is another interesting article here. Now, again, a few days ago, I mentioned about some British lord in Parliament who'd got all the top Christian leaders together, and he said, giving them instructions on how to get their congregations to join in this new world's utopian movement to go green. And like the little, you know, do-gooders they are, they run off to do it and comply and get on board. I can see the parsons with little white rings around their necks trying to get their flocks to get involved in the community. And here they are, they're supposed to be following someone where you become whiter than white, whiter than snow. And here they are trying to go green. Eh? And here's the catch, because this is what happened when they try and go green to please their masters. See, they forget who their master is supposed to be, don't they? Well, see, that's not Christianity at all. It's just a social organization you belong to through culture. They've missed the whole meaning. This is from the Mail Online. And it's from September the 16th. You mustn't mention God. Council bans church from putting up notices about its meetings. A Christian campaign group has been banned from pinning up notices about its meetings in libraries or community centers. The activists were told their posters advertising talks about climate change. See, they're doing what they're told to do, right? From the top. But with fools, why are they following the British government and lords of all that, you know, British lords? Climate change could not be shown in public because they mentioned Christianity and God. So they're supposed to just do it without mentioning Christianity and God, even though they were asked as Christian groups to help. Officials declared that the flyers for a talk on climate change is a Christian issue, and another by a spokesman for the Christian Ecology Link, were in conflict with town hall policy against the promotion of religious ideas. The ban in Camden and North London bemused campaigners from the Roman Catholic Our Lady Help of Christian Parish Church, not least because they were told they could display posters advertising green rallies so long as they did not refer to God. There was also confusion among the Greens that while Borough, that's amazing, you had to give you colours and everything you follow, and people will be fighting over it. Say, who are you? Yeah, I'm green. Oh, you know, bang. You give them sides and they join it, eh? They can't think for themselves. For Borough officials insist they cannot lend a hand to a Christian group. It provides for inquirers details of no fewer than 13 mosques, Muslim study groups, and Islamic social groups. It's currently advertising for a £32,714 a year youth worker to engage with, especially Muslim teenagers, and the Borough's website publishes the news that Camden Council raises awareness of Islam, complete with assurances from a former leader that we work hard to spread a true picture of Islam and the Muslim faith. The rejection of flyers by local Christian group at libraries and community centres in Camden follows a growing number of incidents of official disapproval of Christians and Christianity. They range from the refusal by some local authorities to allow any recognition of Christian or Christmas. That's how bad it is in Britain. You can't have any recognition of Christmas through attempts by police forces to silence activists and authors who oppose the gay rights lobby, to disciplinary actions by schools and hospitals against teachers who make their Christianity public, or nurses who offer to pray with their patients. Joe Seedlacker is organizing the climate change meetings for Our Lady Parish Church. They are part of a national push by church leaders who want to publicize their fears over the greenhouse effect. Oh boy, boy, I tell you, this is Christians. The greenhouse effect, which involves Archbishop of Canterbury, Dr. Rowan Williams, and Anglican Bishop of London, Dr. Richard Charters, as well as Roman Catholic clergy. They're all in on the act going green, eh? And these are all their followers. But you see, you're not supposed to follow human beings, you understand? Don't you get it? You're not supposed to follow human beings that are walking and breathing today. Where are you worshipping here? You're wishing political policies, agendas, con games to enslave the entire planet. And you go along with it because you're told to by someone in politics, some lord, and get on the act to show that you're part of the community. And then you're banned from mentioning you're a Christian. Well, silly you, eh? Who else can I say? Silly you. Oh, boy. from FT.com, September the 13th, 2009, public spending cuts could plunge Britain into a double-dip recession, driving unemployment above 4 million and threatening to provoke riots on the streets, the country's most senior union leader has said. And remember, on my website in the archives section, you'll find that 90-page document from the think tank for the British military and for NATO that predicts all this stuff. They predicted all this stuff over a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, of this ongoing riots, etc., as unemployment rises, etc., and then as this food shortages and all the rest of it, the big five agribusinesses have taken over the entire food supply of the planet. And it says here, Sunday's warning came from Brendan Barber, General Secretary of the Trades Union Congress, came as public sector unions told Labour and the Conservatives they would hold industrial action ballots if jobs were threatened. Union leaders said they expected an onslaught against the public sector, whichever party won the general election, due by next spring. Lord Mandelson, oh, what a character this is. He can't lose, this guy, I tell you. You should go into his history and his genealogy. It's fascinating. He's got the exact same position that he's, I think it was his grandfather had before him, exact same position in the British government. Lord Mandelson, he's got a litany of abuses behind him that some people would swing for if it wasn't very special, you know. This is Business Secretary Will on Monday, in best pal of Rothschild's too, by the way. Goes and visits them in his home in France and all that stuff. Well, on Monday, say Britain faces a period of public spending constraint and Labour should not try to solve problems simply by throwing money at them. So everything's gearing up the way it's supposed to work out, you see. It's planned that way. And remember, they put their top people in all positions and all things, including unions. I can remember, I think it was Arthur Scargill that was a big union boss of a whole bunch of the same thing at TUC for years. And he was made a sir eventually. And I think, and maybe even a lord after that, as he spoke for the working classes. And his daughter wanted to get married to an Australian fella who was a miner. And Scargill told him, he says, you shouldn't marry that guy. He's beneath you. He's beneath your class. This guy is supposed to speak for all the working classes of Britain. What a joke. Life is a joke, isn't it? Oh, boy. Now, if you've noticed, apart from the eugenics program and the constant touting of the big boys, there's too many people, too many of you lot down there. You know, we don't need you anymore. It's fascinating to see how they work it through mass abortions, all over the world. Regular, accepted goings-on daily, you know. And then they start the other, I said years ago, they'll start at that and then go to the other end, the elderly and the infirm, which they're doing, of course. Always under the guise of helping you. Remember, don't forget American Indians. Whenever the white man says, we're going to help you, run the other way. Run the other way. Because they're always lying. There's always another agenda behind it. We're such schmucks, aren't we? Absolute schmucks for something that's free. That's all they have to say, that it's free. Mail Online report warns doctors to snub families of the terminally ill amidst growing use of death pathway. This is what they're calling it now when they help to the pathway of death. You know, when they think you might be terminally ill, and they throw you in these awful wards where they would deprive you of food and water till you're dead. This is actually what they're doing now in Britain and in the US and elsewhere now. The pathway, it was started up by, I think, the Queen's mother, and the royalty always have a patron in charge of it. Prince Charles is in charge of it now. More than a quarter of families are not told when life support is withdrawn from terminally ill loved ones, the report has found. Experts warn that the growing use of a controversial death pathway is seeing some patients killed off prematurely. They say the system can lead to backdoor euthanasia by encouraging doctors to deny fluids and drugs to those deemed to be in their final throes. Under the so-called Liverpool Care pathway, which is used across the National Health Service. Now, remember, in America and the U.S., this is what socialized medicine is. It's a political agenda. don't forget that for a second, or you're an absolute idiot. You can't mix politics. You can't give government the power over health if you have a political agenda behind it. Since which is used across the National Health Service and in many nursing homes, doctors can withdraw assistance from the terminally ill and sedate them continuously until dead. About 20,000 patients are thought to die this way each year. It could probably be a lot more. But a national audit of the scheme found that 28% of relatives were not informed that a loved one had been placed on the pathway. Researchers from the Royal College of Physicians and the Marie Curie Palliative Care Institute in Liverpool, that's where it all started, that latter one, obtained details of almost 4,000 patients treated on the scheme last year. 39% suffered from cancer, while others had conditions such as pneumonia, stroke, organ failure, and dementia. The average age of patients was 81, and they were typically on the pathway for 33 hours. 33, love that number, don't they? Before death. More than a third were given sedatives, and 4 out of 5 either did not need intravenous medication or fluids, or had them withdrawn. 4 out of 5. The study found that 76% of families were told that a loved one had entered the dying phase when they withdrew what you need to live, right? The audit, which examines practices at 155 hospitals in England, concluded that there was room for improvement in keeping relatives informed, really. Peter Millard, Emeritus Professor of Geriatrics at the University of London, said the risk as this is rolled out across the country is that elderly people with chronic conditions like Parkinson's or respiratory disorders may be dismissed as dying when they could still live for some time. If patients tell their doctors that they wish to die at home, that shouldn't be taken as an excuse not to treat them in hospital if their condition deteriorates, but they might still recover with proper care. You see, once your economic value is over as a taxpayer, you're not even a consumer, you're using your pension fund, and the government wants that. You know what to do with you. You're exterminated. See, it's all terminology, isn't it? It's all in the word. Everything's wording. Call it what it is. Exterminated. Terminated. Kaputs. No more purpose for you. It's interesting, too, that the so-called arrested development peoples who were arrested civilizations, as they called them, like the American Indians, were the only ones who could really be self-sufficient. They'd always been self-sufficient. That was totally taken away from them. You see, you cannot be the masters over everybody when there's people out there who are self-sufficient. You must flatten that, destroy it, destroy the cultures totally, wreck them completely to enslave them. Then they're now dependent on you. That's what interdependence means. You cannot give governments power over you in this fashion. Can't be done. They eliminate you. They terminate you. We live in an economic system. An economic system such as this is not a natural system. It's based on Darwinian theory. Survival of the fittest. Who are the fittest? They all tell you who the fittest are. You see them every day on TV. The suits and ties, the big gala fairs and all the rest of it. Those are the richest people are the fittest, according to them, in their economic system. These people couldn't hardly tie their shoelaces for themselves, you know. They could never survive and be self-sufficient in anything. They need slaves to do everything for them. It's an artificial system we're in. The Indians were asked to sell their home, their motherland, their home, the dirt they sat on, the dirt that sustained them. I think it was Seattle, Chief Seattle, that gave the big speech about it. He says, how can we sell our mother? He says everything comes from this mother, the earth. Their food sustains the life, it sustains the animals, which they hunted on and so on, lived on. They couldn't understand what money was. You can't eat it. But self-sufficiency like that, of course, without money, means you can't be taxed. It can be taxed from you. They can either enslave you through physical force, then you know you're a slave, or they can introduce this economic system and call it just that, civilization is what they call it. And progress. Progress towards what? Progress through our Darwinian agenda. A Darwinian agenda where the inferior types serve their purpose to push the elite ahead, ahead, ahead in every generation, and then once you've pushed them ahead like a staging rocket, you must die off. And I've actually got books here by Sir Thomas Huxley on that very subject. That's how he described the different peoples and classes of humanity. And he actually goes through that whole thing with the amoebas and the different bacteria, the area, the soil, etc., and different plants grow. And they die off, and minerals are implanted in there for the next. Then the tree comes in. The tree symbolizes the fittest, the end product, the elites. That's what they all believe at the top. They're taught this. Take nothing for free. There's always a catch. Back with more after this break.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-790-6293. Your satisfaction is guaranteed, or you get your money back. 1-800-790-6293. That's 1-800-790-6293.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watts, and we're cutting through the matrix, and we're that was almost flown in, so I better go to the phones. And we have Alan from Australia there. Hey there, Alan.
Good day, Alan. Yes, that's me.
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. I've just got a quick question for you, mate. I've had something rattling around my brain for a while. It's do you think there's a small group of the cabal at the very top of the big boys that know the whole agenda to a T, or is it too compartmentalized to know that knowledge?
No, there's definitely
one person that would know it all, or is it very?
Yeah, there's definitely a group at the top that know it all. There's no doubt on that.
How much would that group be, roughly? A small group of people or like a large group of people?
I think it'd be a small group.
Incredibly rich people. Probably just the one family, do you think?
I think you might say it's one family that's dispersed.
Just generational.
Yeah. So there could be maybe a dozen of them, or 12 or 13 of them.
Yeah, 12 families, eliminatively, bloodline. Well,
they don't even have to be involved in politics or anything. All they have to do is make a phone call to any prime minister or president, and they'll jump when these names are mentioned, obviously. And they can crash countries, whole countries' economies, just by overnight, by one or two of them getting together.
That's amazing, isn't it, man? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll keep a brief confirm for Australia. So, I'll listen off air. Thank you very much, Alan.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the key to it. This is amazing that you cannot possibly study Karl Marx and see the history about Karl Marx and who protected them. And the whole prediction of where they wanted to take the world, including terms like interdependence and so on. And then you live through the era where governments are signing that into international treaties, into law, and we're all interdependent. And whether it's Labour or Conservative, makes no difference. Maggie Thatcher was supposed to be Conservative, and she said the same thing, interdependence.
Yeah, well, when I was holding Scotland,
you see what I'm saying?
That early and flew to Australia.
It doesn't matter about the parties you belong to. Carl Quigley was right. The leaders of all top parties in all countries in the Western world and British Commonwealth countries are all members of the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Council on Foreign Relations.
And we've got the Australian Council on Foreign Relations over here as well.
Yes, you do. I tell you, and Howard, the one before there,
made no bones about it.
Completely Fabian. He came in and he says, I have a mandate. He says, you'll be protesting in the streets. He says, I don't care. He says, don't bother protesting. I have a mandate to fulfill, and that's that. Yeah. And he just pushed the whole socialist agenda right through. Yeah.
Yeah. And as you say, the next one came in and learned Chinese very early in his age. So you've
That was a little hobby you had on the side, you see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's funny that one, isn't it? Yeah. But I get fined for not voting over here. $50. I get fined last week for not voting in the local election. I didn't even know was on because I don't follow politics. Yeah. So I get fined $50 for every time I don't vote. It's illegal not to vote.
That's why you should be proud of yourself. Yeah.
I am proud of myself, but I've also got $50 that I need to pay, and they say they will chase me, but they can chase me all they like.
And they won't be going to be taxis either.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you take care of yourself.
Okay, you take care of yourself. I'll speak to you soon, mate.
Yep. But that's the world we're living in. All members of all the leaders of every country, of all parties, are already pre-selected. And you see at the Bilderbergers meetings all the time, you know who's going to be put in as the President of the United States. Often Obama says he didn't know if he was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He says, I have spoken there quite a few times. Well, you can't get to speak there unless you're a member. You have to be invited in. Wonderful, isn't it? Wonderful showbiz we live through. That's all it is showbiz from the top. And people fall for it all the time. Nothing's for free. Well, that's it for tonight from Hamish, myself, and Ontario, Canada. It's good night, and may your gods or your gods go with you. With recent internet.